It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs change. America needs change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And today is the entrepreneurial special. And entrepreneurial special, and today is the business special. People that are in business are going to be praying for you, want to be in business, and those of you that may be having a challenge in your business, some of you wanting to get started in business. Anyhow, Kathy Strawn, one of our spiritual daughters, she will be on, and she's had a great success in her business. We're going to be talking to her how she got started. And it's going to be a great interview. So don't you go away. The theme is, this is a rain theme. And there's been a video. We're going to play the audio portion a little bit concerning Kathy Strawn's business, which is Health Management Association Associates in Arlington, Texas. She is the CEO of that company in Arlington, Texas. And there's a new video. We're going to play the audio portion called A Sign of Rain. So this broadcast is about rain. And what are we talking about? We're not only talking about natural rain, which we always need most of the time, but we're talking about spiritual rain. And so we just pray the rain of the Holy Spirit would come and would fall upon this place. So it's a business special. Martin Smith is going to sing about the rain. And we're going to pray that God will bless your business and will bless bless the seed that you are sowing from your business. And we're going to pray for those of you that want to get into business. So who knows? Somebody may have an incredible experiment about to happen.
The sky is heavy.
Okay, it's a delight to have today on BPN Radio one of my spiritual daughters, Kathy Strawn. And Kathy is the CEO of Health Management Association in Arlington, Texas. And Gene and I have been in relationship with Kathy and her husband, Bruce Strawn, since about 1990. That's a long time. It's about 25 years. And so we have Kathy on the telephone with us today, and we're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about what has been happening in her life. And for those of you that have been following our ministry for a long time, Kathy, when we were on television, national television, for several years, she sang the theme song to our national television program, America, You Will Rise Again. She wrote that song, recorded. It's a great song. And, of course, we'll be playing it on the broadcast today. So, Kathy, welcome to BPN Radio. Good to have you on today.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's my honor and privilege to be with you.
And I know that you have a video out, which is actually, I'm going to play the audio portion in a few minutes, called A Sign of Rain, and it talks about your business venture. And God has helped you build a successful business, and I know that there's a lot of people out there that says, I want to go in business, and I don't know how to get started. What if I fail? Or maybe there's people in business having tremendous challenges. So just talk a little bit about your story and how you can encourage some entrepreneurs, those in the marketplace out there today.
Well, I'm glad to. You know, the struggle of getting into the marketplace as a believing Christian is a legitimate struggle, because sometimes we wonder if God can use us in the marketplace in a worldly system and actually use God's principles in it. There's a lot of instructions out there of how to run a good business, how to be a good manager, how to, you know, hit the market running and do all these things that are motivated by mm-hmm. increase and money. Mm-hmm. And but when God calls sometimes people into ministry in the marketplace, it's all about people. And it's got to be done His way, and yeah. it's got to be done under His rules. And that just takes a lot of faith and knowing the Word of God. But it's an amazing, wonderful experience, because then you have God on your side to do things behind the scene that nobody could ever pay a marketer to do, or a business person, or a manager, or a CFO or accountant to do.
Right. So, how did you get started in business? I know that people are always asking me to tell my story, or they want to hear other people's stories. I know that yeah. you were involved in music, and I know you've always been, of course, a person of prayer. And but how did all of this come about?
Well, it did come about. Bruce, my husband, is an accountant, and he had a couple of clients way back about 17 years ago that were in the medical business, in the medical field, and they were going bankrupt, basically. And Bruce does the thing that many husbands do to their wives and says, well, my wife can help you with that, before he even asked me about it at all. So his confidence in me was way beyond what I thought it should have been. And but it did make sense when I went in there and started to learn about medical billing, because it's just, you know, the format to get the medical provider paid. But at the time, I was involved in worship ministry, and even involved in on staff in a church, you know, worship ministry. So we treated this mm-hmm. business as a part time mm-hmm. and just kind of this extra income, and really something we could do for our friends that Bruce served in his accounting practice. Mm-hmm. Over the several years that we had done that, we did, you know, have success with the medical billing clients and earned a few more. And there came a point where the contract, or the time for me to be on staff at the church in a worship leader position, was finished and done. And I really didn't know what to do after that. And always having had entrepreneurial leanings, and I love small business, I love business, I've had tons of them out of the home as a homemaker and as a wife. And the Lord spoke to Bruce and I both separately in prayer, and the Lord told me, I want you to take over HMA, which is the acronym for Healthcare Management Associates. And I told the Lord, no, I don't really want to, because I don't see myself as a business person. I see myself as a ministry person who loves business mm-hmm. also. And the Lord told Bruce, I want to do a work in Kathy, so I want you to give her the reins of HMA. And so we both prayed individually about this and didn't say anything to one another for quite a long time until basically Bruce came to me and said, the Lord's been dealing with me. He wants me to give you complete control of HMA. And I just, the pit of my stomach, I said, yeah, the Lord's been telling me that too. I'm nervous about that. I'm afraid it's not my place of passion or comfort. But nevertheless, the will of God be done. And then Bruce turned around and handed me the checkbook. And that's the sign that we were trusting God. Yeah. And so I took ownership emotionally and physically and naturally and the whole thing. Because the will of God be done. If the Lord is asking me to do it, then my response to him is, if I don't feel like it, that doesn't dictate it. I'll do it whether I don't feel like it or not. But I know it's your will, so therefore you're obligated to help me, Lord, because I know you will, and I want to obey you. So that started it off in about 2007, and I took complete control, and even to the point where Bruce actually had our corporate structure changed for the state of Texas, and he named me the president and him the secretary without telling me. You know, he just gave me the new corporate papers, and I'm like, oh my goodness, he's really obeying the Lord on this. So that's what it, we just did that, and I just started praying about how God wanted me to run HMA, and that's when it, that's our beginning.
Wow. Well, you started, and I know that I know there's some entrepreneurial gifts in you. I remember way years ago when, you know, you used to bake one of my favorite pecan pies for me and bring it over. And then I think you had some kind of maybe a pie shop or some type of a sweet shop or something. So I know you had some giftings in you. And I just believe that there's people out there that they really have seeds of greatness inside of them. And they have some entrepreneurial giftings, some business giftings. And I know that today that many people have in their heart to maybe go into full-time ministry or go to a certain nation to minister the gospel. And so, you know, some of them are willing to be sent, but they have to have finances to send. So the harvest is plenteous. But the labors are few, and sometimes the labors are few because there's not enough finances. So I believe that God does want to prosper us and bless us. And it's just a matter of saying, I'm going to get started and I'm not going to stop. I know yesterday I had Evander Holyfield on. He was talking about his boxing career and how he, little white boy, whipped him three times and he wanted to quit, but his mother wouldn't let him quit and his coach wouldn't let him quit. And eventually became the four-time heavyweight boxing champion of the world. So I know that there's times you probably, when you got started, it just wasn't instant success, was it?
No, it wasn't. There was a lot of struggle. And what I did is I learned how to pray at a deeper level. Mm-hmm. And I have to, piggyback on what you say about, wanting to be used of the Lord in a greater way. The HMA has allowed me to go to places I have never dreamed I could go. Mm-hmm. The invitations came after I was obedient to the Lord to get into HMA, and then HMA provided the funds for me. I've been into many nations that I would have never thought. I've been to the nation of Turkey three times, been able to sing and lead worship there in Turkish churches, and then minister to mission or workers there. And then connect with students and, do these amazing things. I've been to East Africa and Tanzania and worshiped there. The things that I was really in my heart actually happened once I obeyed the thing that didn't make sense. It provides the finances for us, and we support a lot of churches internationally, some mission workers, some orphans. We do a lot through the company that we could never have an impact on our own, do. So, but absolutely the willingness to step into business, the reality is, and just speaking frankly to those of you who are listening, you are doing business with the world. You are serving people who are not used to being served with love in a godly way. and they don't respond the way that our sweet friends at church do. And, you know, the things that, and struggles happen in the church body because humans, we're all there and we all have our weirdness. And, but when you step into the marketplace and begin ministering and serving and loving, doing it out of a heart of love and compassion to people that are in the world, many times, the fragrance of Christ is welcome by some and it's hated by others because it shows them how stinky they are. And so, we have had some real spiritual warfare. And so it's taught me how to pray in a whole new way. And it's actually taught me how to take authority where God has given me authority. And sometimes every day, you know, I pray every day because I love to, I want to, but I have to. I absolutely can't imagine going into this world every day without seeking Him. So you need to be prepared for that. But at the same time, you have been given the name, you've been given the word, you've been given everything that overcomes the world and the love of God. So if you just keep spiritually, you know, approaching everything and don't respond in the flesh, but that's been the greatest work that He's done in my heart is to overcome unbelief and build my faith in Him and His Word and increase His anointing to have an impact at a greater level with more people.
That's great. Well, we know that I know that you are a lady of prayer. You and Bruce are a couple of prayer, and I know that's the key. But you might want to share, and I'm going to have you to pray in just a few moments. You might want to share if people are out there and they say, well, I want to be in business, and, you know, I have this in my heart. I feel like I have these giftings. I feel like I have these this passion in my heart, but how do I get started? I do know that prayer is a key, but also know that partners are a key. So did you have somebody to help you get started?
You know, not really. I had support really through prayer and what this may sound kind of bizarre, but through the Word of God and through testimony. And the biggest testimony support that I drew faith and encouragement from was George Mueller. There's some stories and books written of his accounts and his own words of how he believed every day for literally the meal to put on the table of these orphans and the businesses that he was doing. So in a sense, the partnership really has been a complete walk of faith in the Word of God. And then what I did do is I read everything. I prayed, Lord, show me books to read. Show me people that can teach me the things I need to know. And literally he would lead me like that shepherd does into the path of divine appointments and divine connections and people that would help me, organizations that I'm a part of. One is called the Alternative Board. And, you know, just different things over the years. And so I can't say, and this is the walk that the Lord has asked me, but I can't say that there's been one, you know, person standing next to me coaching me all along. There has been my husband who has been telling me, you can do this, Kathy. You can do it. You can do this, Kathy. And that's mainly what I needed was just I had to walk this out with the Lord. But he did give me very important people at critical times to give me understanding. And I read like crazy, and I try to apply everything that the Lord has given me in instruction. And I have talked to my father. My father's name is Harry Lungard, and his side of my family have been entrepreneurs way back, generations and generations. They're from Denmark, and they were always city leaders and entrepreneurs. And so many times I'll talk to my dad and say, you know, this is what I'm thinking, Dad. What do you think? And he would give me just a few pieces of wisdom here and there. So he's been a great help and an encouragement from my parents. And so it's a different walk because it really has been just the Word of God, prayer, and myself. And I think that the Lemondale story really helps people understand that of how much power you have in prayer. You know, people work with you, God, even in prayer. Like the Lord says that, I love the 11th. I love Mark 11 and Luke 11. There's so many scriptures, but the promise God gave me came, you know, directly from Joel 2, where he talks about that he's sending rain, he's sending grain, he's sending new wine, enough to satisfy. Mm-hmm. So I knew that as I obeyed the Lord, he would send out what I needed. But then all the words of Jesus where he says, I'm not kidding you, I tell you the truth. You can say even to a mountain, you know, be lifted up and thrown into the sea. And if you believe in your heart it'll happen, it will happen.
Yeah.
And you can pray for anything. And so there's been many times where I'd say, Lord, I need employees. You said, this is your word to me, you said you aren't lying, that I can pray for anything and you'll give me what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep praying and keep waiting, and then just divinely people will connect with me and say, hey, I need a job, or hey, you know, this or that. Mm-hmm. Or we put an advertisement out and just the right people show up, and we've had to learn how to be very specific on who we hire.
Yeah.
And we have, out of 40 people, we probably have, 90% of them are believers, but we did not look for them as believers. They found us because we called for it. We prayed for them. So if you need money, you pray for money. If you need people, if you need, computers, overhead space, you literally pray for every bread that you need that day and then just believe you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah. That's the thing we live on, but it's weird, but it works.
Well, he's a faithful God, and I know that your husband Bruce being willing to partner with you, I know was the basic start, where he believed in you, was willing to support you, and Gene and I were talking in our prayer walk today about. About every one of us operating according to our level of faith. And I believe that some people may remain small in their business or whatever they're doing year after year because they have little faith. They don't have, their faith has not been increased. And, the disciples said, Lord, pray for the increase in our faith. And so I believe we operate according to our measure of faith. And I would like to say, there is nothing that two people cannot do who really walk together, pray together, believe in each other. And with Bruce believing in you and the two of y'all setting yourself in agreement and your faith level rising has been able to produce a lot of rain in your business. And I have this production that I'm going to play. It's actually a video, but I can only play the audio portion. But it's great, and it talks about your business venture, and it's called A Sign of Rain. I'm going to play that here on the broadcast, and then I'm going to play your song that I played a lot here on BPN, and that's entitled America Will Rise Again. And I know that you have faith that we're going to have another spiritual awakening in America, that America is rising again.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think that part of it is God getting his people out into the marketplace, out where men and women are living every day, that they will, they won't come into the church sometimes. Sometimes
that's right.
We have to love them to Christ. And then we can, the Holy Spirit will lead them to a body to connect with.
Yeah.
But I do believe that's part of the new awakening and the revival that's coming to America, is when the believers have the understanding that ministry happens no matter where you're at.
Absolutely.
There's not a line that if you're in ministry, you have to be only a layperson or a member of the staff of the church.
Right.
I don't know if that was true. These things are too great for me to understand, but in today, all I know is today, that ministry is where we are at and where we bring Christ into.
Absolutely. Well, it's evident that you are still in ministry serving. And that was, the buzzword, the key word that I believe you spoke, Kathy, was serving. And I was praying for a couple yesterday, and I just said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that, if you will operate on the premise of what can I do for you, how can I serve you, how can I help you, then I think that success is coming your way. I want you to pray for business people that are in business, maybe struggling. They want to, they need to go to another level. Maybe their business is in their heart. They don't really know how to get started. And I want you to pray. And then when you get through praying, I'm gonna play this audio portion of the video that you have out called A Sign of Rain. And before you pray, if people want to contact you and would like to partake of your services, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is just by email. And the email that I've used forever for my personal world is just Kathy S. Worship, Kathy's Worship, at sbcglobal.net. And that's Kathy with an I, K-A-T-H-I, the letter S, and the word worship, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay. And if you want to watch this video again, you can Google it, A Sign of Rain, and there with Kathy Strawn. Kathy, so delighted to have you on today, and I know that you're a great woman of God, and Gene and I have loved you and your husband Bruce and your family all for many years, and you've been a tremendous blessing to our lives, and just pray however the Holy Spirit wants you to pray, and then I'm going to play this audio portion of this new video that you have about your about what God is doing there in your business.
Yes, thank you, Brother Gentry. We Bruce and I owe very much of our spiritual walk to your mentorship, and we're very grateful that you've obeyed the Lord, that helped us obey the Lord. Lord, we just come to you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, and I thank you, God, that you, everything comes from you, everything is for you, for your glory, for your honor, and for your use. I thank you, Father, that you never waste a moment in our lives. You never waste a tear. You never waste a prayer. You take every bit of it, hold it in your bottle, and you use it for your glory. So, Lord, I pray for those that have cried out to you because their heart is feeling and compelled to go into business, and it is just very scary, confusing, and just uncertain. Unbelief may be reigning in their life. And so, Lord, I pray right now that your faith go into them, Holy Spirit, and give them the courage for just the very next step. Lord, I pray for those that feel like they have to have it all lined out. I pray that they would have the faith to take it day by day, and you would teach them and show them the very next step, just to do the next step, Lord. Let their faith be trusting in you just to do the next step. God, I pray that you would grant them divine appointments and divine connections for the thing that you've called them to do. Lord, I pray most of all that you would open up the Word of God to them, that they would see how to do what you've called them to do in your Word. Jesus, I pray that you show us all how to do it your way. I pray that you show us all how to have your heart, how to feel your heart of compassion, how to trust that if we love and serve one another, that you, Lord, then will make the difference. Father, I pray that those who are needing money, I call that to being into their hands in Jesus' name. I speak those funds to come to them in Jesus' name, according to your will and your purpose for them. Let great sums of funds come into their hands for the kingdom's sake in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray the heart of humility would be upon them, that they would be willing to ask you for every way that they're supposed to spend it. And that I thank you that grace will be on there, that if that you will overcome our silliness or our stupidity, God, because of your grace. I thank you that you'd free them from the heart of fear, that they would just do it afraid, that they would just trust you. Lord, I thank you for those that need a location. I pray that you lead them by, just like the shepherd does, by your Spirit and by your Word to the location that they are to place their business. Lord, I pray favor over them, that they give favor and that their faith will act on what you speak to their hearts and you'll provide for them. Lord, I thank you that those who need employees, that you will round up by the Holy Spirit. You will call those and bring those into their hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those that are experiencing increase right now and they're overwhelmed. Lord, they're nervous, they're uncertain, and it's just, they can't even get it all done in a day. Lord, I pray that you teach them how to manage that field. Lord, show them. Open their heart. Open their eyes. Bring the people to them in Jesus' name. And that they would rest in you. They would know that you are in control. But I thank you that you've given them authority, but yet the results are always up to you. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you, Father, that we would all serve you in our businesses with your heart. Lord, show us how to go the extra mile for our clients and our people that we serve. Lord, I pray that you would indeed call more into business. Lord, I pray even now that as people are listening to this, that you will awaken a call that they might have dismissed, or it might be a brand new, untouched resource of gifting that's inside of them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you stir that up in them and just speak to them clearly about this in your word and in, by your Spirit, and draw us all deeper into prayer and communion with you, God. I thank you. I thank you for the Breakout Prayer Network, that you just continue to bring increase and show your favor on it, to connect with your whole body around this world that is crying out for your return. We thank you, Father. I speak a blessing on all of those who are listening here today to encourage one another in the thing that God called them to do, no matter what it looks like or what it sounds like or what it feels like, that we would all obey you at our highest, highest level with the greatest amount of trust in you that we could ever have. In Jesus' name, amen.
I start my morning every day in prayer and in my prayer chair because I think it's critical for me to not only just seek God for who He is, but seek God for what He needs for me to do and how to do it His way. I think of Daniel and Joseph and other men in the Bible that God gave them solutions and answers. He leads me specifically by one scripture to another scripture to another scripture, and next thing I know, I've got a concept and an answer. I just have to seek the Lord and ask Him to put into my heart the most important thing that He wants me to do for the day, because there can be 10 to 15, you know, stacks of work and to-do items on my list. But He knows today and He also knows tomorrow. So I need His direction on what I should do today that will affect tomorrow well. I've always loved entrepreneurialism. I love business, but I never wanted to be the one in charge. I never wanted to be, I did not have the security for that. I did not have the skills for that. And my husband started working as an accountant and had a long-time friend, who was a medical provider in Houston and having difficulty with his billing. And Bruce said what many husbands say, well, I bet my wife can help you with that. And that's not always true, but in this case, it really did make sense. And so I started learning medical billing and how to get his claims paid. Didn't get any financing. I literally paid for the company out of the profits. It's the Lord and me and the American Express card. I'm just praying, like, Lord, if you want me to have this business, then I need you to provide for it. I need you to increase it. I need this thing to get off the ground and be more than just a backroom business. And we had a knock on our door, and a fellow CPA that lived about five houses down knocked on our door and said, hey, I remember you guys do medical billing, and I have a surgeon client that is just about bankrupt. He's been about bankrupt for 2 years, and I've insisted that he get a new billing situation. Can y'all go talk to him today? And we just were like, yeah, we can do that. We walked out of there with a client in one day. And this happened again when we were at a location. It was myself and Amy and two more employees. We had doubled. And so we had a knock on our door, and the gentleman came and said, I see the name of your company is Healthcare Management Associates. I said, well, I'm a practitioner and I need some help. Can I talk to you about doing the billing? And I said, yeah, sounds great. So those early days really taught me the principle of believing God for everything you need. I believe Him for clients. I believe Him for employees. I believe Him for space. I believe Him for funds, financing, capital, equipment. I mean, everything. I literally pray, God, I need this today. I need this today. I need to make payroll today. I need to pay my payroll taxes today. Make sure that I have enough in there, and literally down to the day, The Lord has always provided.
Well, this is our first official business location, a little all bills paid, 300 or 400 square feet. Took our first lease here and stayed here a year and a half in this suite, suite 109. We were practically a fire hazard with everybody on top of each other, and so we moved across the parking lot to suite 115 here, a big three window instead of one window. And we doubled our space. We were able to get a larger suite here in the really nice complex of some real estate and property management. We were just so excited. But as it continued to happen, we grew again, doubled again, and then this space was, we were bursting at the seams. Many people will say, well, I'll go into business or I will follow God if he'll do this, this, and this, and this. But I have to have this first, because nobody goes into business without capital, or nobody goes into ministry without a degree or whatever. And those things are good and they're important. But that wasn't the first thing I thought. I just said, Lord, what do you want me to do and how do you want to provide on it? And he would just say, trust me and put me first and put serving people first and I'll provide for you.
Our revenue, you know, was incrementally just doubling, doubling, doubling. But growth is very expensive. It costs a lot for your company to grow. And as I mentioned, I was believing God for everything. I didn't have a big line of credit. I didn't have a line of credit at all. And I started having cash flow issues. And extreme cash flow issues. I had to hire for the first time a middle management, and my back was against the wall, and I got to that point where I'm not going to be able to make payroll for the first time. I'm not seeing any way. Everything's maxed out. I have no cash. I have not taken a salary personally in a long time. And so there's just nothing left. There's just times that I say, God, in your mercy, if I'm being too bold, you know, I ask you to forgive me. But here we got to talk. This has got to change. You've got to come and move on my behalf, and I have to have funds, and I've got to have a way out, and you've got to show me what to do.
And that very day, I came across that scripture in Joel where it says, and I will send my rain. The sign of my rain is a sign of my faithfulness. And it began to rain. And it rained for 7 days every day in the middle of June in Texas. Rain in itself, if it comes too much, it'll flood you. It will kill things. You know, it's the Noah story if it comes too much. But when he rains at the appropriate time, it nurtures the ground that you're in and that you're working in, and it brings forth growth and life. But I saw those 7 days as a sign from heaven. I just knew in my heart my life changed.
The Lord gave me a couple of connections, and I got my papers together, and I just said, God, it's now or never. It's me and you. We got to make this thing happen. And if you're for me, then you're going to open the door and grant me favor. And he did. He gave me one banker, an elderly gentleman, and he sat across the table from me and he said, all right, Kathy, what do you want? And he literally gave me what I asked for. God again moved on my behalf, and that was just within days after having this time that, God, either you want me to go forward or we're turning back, because you didn't ask me to do something that can't be funded.
That year is the year we doubled. We doubled in 2010 from 2011. 2011, we doubled again. In 2012, we doubled again, and we had to go get bank financing to handle the growth. 2013, we got the largest client we've ever gotten, and we've been able to maintain that. And we not only doubled, we went beyond doubling.
I believe that HMA's growth is not the normal way businesses grow. It's just a non-stop growth. It's just not stopped at all. And of course, it's out of prayer. We hardly do any marketing. We rarely do any marketing. It's almost all by word of mouth and by divine appointment and divine connection. And I see that that's the principle of the growth, is that praying for God to rain on it, being faithful with what he gives you, and being willing to do the work, being willing to get in there and work hard, and then asking God to bring the increase. every time we grow and we double and every time we've moved, I'm not a big fan of the move. It's challenging. It's very difficult. But I believe in faith that I have to keep providing an environment that will allow more growth to happen. God's calling me into business. In my mind, He's got all the money in the world. Like, He owns it all. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. There's nothing He has need of. So the purpose for Him to call me can't be for funds. He just doesn't need them. And I can always need them. So it just can't be for that. So I had to know that my purpose and passion is to draw people to Him and lead people to Him in whatever way that I can. I would say to any business person out there, or anyone considering and feeling the call that God would have them to start a business, whether it's in their home or actually buy a corporation, or, you know, it doesn't matter the size, because God expects the faithfulness to each of us no matter what size He gives us to manage. I would say you can't do it without prayer, because there's so much more that He wants to do out of everything we do than just the end result of what happens at the end of the day. We have to make the day happen, but God is showing Himself mightily in the lives of many people when we step out and honor Him and do it His way. Even if it's struggling, and even if you're walking in a struggle of faith, do you know that other people are watching, and they're watching God answer? Someone told us one time, you are in such a faith challenge all the time, Kathy. I don't know how you do it. And then they followed it up, but God always answers you. And I thought, that's probably why I'm in the faith struggle all the time, so that you can watch and see that God is faithful.
It's been a delight to have Kathy Strawn on with us today, one of our spiritual daughters who we've known for a long, long time, her and her husband Bruce, since the early 90s. And to hear her success story of how it all comes through prayer. And so I'm going to play one of her songs in just a moment, because she's an incredible recording artist as well as a business person. And but I just want to thank Kathy Strawn, the CEO of Health Management Associates in Arlington, Texas. And I know that you can Google that, and you'll be blessed if you need her services, or just want to watch the video of how it all came about. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And this is Dale Gentry here on this Monday. So delighted to have you listening as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I just speak a blessing on all of you entrepreneurs out there, and just know the hand of God is mightily, mightily upon you, and I bless you in Jesus' name. America's going to rise again. Kathy Strawn is going to sing, and I believe that America's going to rise again I believe there's going to be a reviving of finances into the hands of Christians. Even in the difficult economic times, there's going to be a transference of wealth from the hands of the wicked to the hands of the righteous. Righteous businessmen and women in the marketplace who are believing for increase and will be good stewards of that, of those finances, just like Kathy Strawn. So here's Kathy to sing our theme song on television for a long time, America, You'll Rise Again.
America, you will rise again. America, you will rise again. You've been down before, and you will rise again. America, you will rise again. America, you will rise again. You've been down before, you will rise again. God led a band of people to this land with a vision in their hearts to worship Him, and out of them came such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's Word. What you've stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand.
Okay, there's Kathy Strawn, and she's been our special guest on today. The a wonderful young lady and the CEO of a major corporation there in Arlington, Texas. And Kathy's the CEO of Health Management Associates in Arlington. If you want more information about that, you can go just Google Kathy at Health Management Associates, Arlington, Texas. And of course, we're praying today for all of the entrepreneurs, the business people, those of you that are in the marketplace. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And all of us need partners. And Kathy was talking about her husband partnering with her to begin with. And you just need someone that believes in you. And I trust that you do. And I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that I believe there's major opportunities in the marketplace, in the business world. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful that that God is putting God ideas, witty inventions, divine appointments, divine connections in people's lives. in order to help you produce finances for the kingdom, and being able to serve others is a key component. So I bless you, entrepreneurs, in Jesus' name. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life, in Jesus' name. And those of you that are small in business, you know, the Bible tells us don't despise the day of small beginnings. And so I just declare you've started small, but I believe that you're going to increase if you'll just undergird that with prayer and with faith and people that believe in you. It's a tremendous combination. We do need people that are producing finances for the harvest, because the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. If you want to make a donation, a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, helping us get the word out concerning revival in America and other spiritual awakening, calling for people to help us pray, you can just go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page. You can click the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And if you want to send a check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And God bless you for sowing a seed into Breakout Prayer Network here on BPN Radio. It's been such a pleasure to have you being a part of our broadcast today. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can click on prayer requests there. And if you want to be a prayer leader, you click on 1,000 prayer leaders. We're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders here in America. And we just bless you right now. Thank you for being a part of BPN. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.